snowstorm shut down record wall GoFundMe. I'm Barton Eckert. Winter advisories, watches, and warnings are in effect across the midsection of America all the way to the East Coast. And meteorologist Derek Van Dam says St. Louis is ground zero for snowfall right now.
They've already reported about 8 inches of snowfall. Roadways just can't be maintained quick enough because the snow is piling up so quickly there, over an inch an hour in some instances, and it is going to continue to pile up through the course of the early morning hours and last right into the afternoon today.
The federal government has entered day 22 of a partial government shutdown, longest closure in U.S. history. Money donated to a GoFundMe page to help build the president's proposed border wall is being refunded. Correspondent Clayton Neville.
While the debate over a border wall continues in Washington, many Americans who support it are growing frustrated.
We got to back this president because all he's ever been about is America.
This lifelong resident of the Rio Grande Valley says a wall has become a necessity.
A country without borders is not a country, but that's not a nation.
Veteran Brian Colfitz Jr. started the campaign and announced Friday he had formed a nonprofit in Florida to receive money from the donations to build the wall himself with a team of others. GoFundMe officials responded saying because of the change of where the money was going, anyone who donated would be refunded unless they specifically indicate they want the money transferred to the nonprofit. I'm Clayton Neville.
The teachers union in Los Angeles has turned down the latest contract offer by the school district there. Some 35,000 teachers are set to walk out of the classroom on Monday in the nation's second largest school district. Investigators in Wisconsin say they're trying to figure out what prompted a man suspected in the abduction of 13-year-old Jamie Claus to carry out the crime. Jamie sought help Thursday in a wooded area in northwest Wisconsin after her parents were killed and she vanished. I'm Barton Eckert.
Did you know hackers in the U.S. steal private information from smartphones and other internet-connected devices every 39 seconds? Using an unsecured Wi-Fi connection, even at home, can put all your personal and financial data at risk. Your bank details, passwords, social security numbers, your home address, and more might be at risk. Hackers will even go as far as stealing your children's identity. Download Hotspot Shield VPN right now to protect yourself and your family. Secure your login details when logging into your bank accounts or using social media and more. Hotspot Shield even protects you from millions of cyber threats and online scams. What's the privacy and security of your family worth? Get military-grade encryption on up to 5 devices for just $2.99 per month. Go to hotspotshield.com/radio now. When you see how easy it is to get military-grade encryption for all your devices, then you'll wonder why it took this long to secure your personal information. Go to hotspotshield.com/radio now to download the Hotspot Shield app. That's hotspotshield.com/radio.
Researchers say if you're aiming for a better business negotiation, skip the pricey restaurant and consider a family-style meal. Correspondent Jan Johnson explains.
Researchers at the University of Chicago say the sharing of plates, as in Chinese and Indian cultures, means people have to coordinate their movements at the table. And if they have to work together, even subconsciously, they're prompted to do a better job at coordinating their negotiations. The study entitled Shared Plates, Shared Minds says even strangers in a lab who played at being union and management reps did a better job at finding common ground when they dug into the same bag of chips and a bowl of salsa for a quick snack. I'm Jan Johnson.
NBC has reached a separation agreement on money with Megyn Kelly, who was hired from Fox News Channel and was cut last year. I'm Barton Eckert.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. We are getting word of an accident right now, traveling on 95 northbound in the vicinity of Powder Mill Road in the right lane. Getting word of another wreck southbound on 270 on the ramp to 370, but otherwise things look quiet on the Beltway. We are seeing some slow traffic right now on DC 295 through the work zone at Pennsylvania Avenue in both directions, and also on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between 193 and Powder Mill Road. Watch for a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. Into Africa at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Walmsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. And Into Africa again at 9 on WMAL.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I have no idea what 2019 will bring. One thing's for sure, though. My travel's about to get a whole lot easier. I just enrolled in TSA PreCheck, and for the next 5 years, I'll go through airport security with my shoes on, my belt buckled, and my laptop and liquids in my bag. Even enrolling was easy. And at 5 years for $85, it's only $17 a year. And that means I'm good now, all the way through 2023. Enroll in TSA PreCheck today at TSA.gov.
Hello, beautiful. Happy New Year, happy new hair color. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. Women love Madison Reed. You get gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair. You'll look as if you just came from the salon. What makes our color unique is that each shade is composed of multiple tones, just like a colorist would mix a color formula in the salon. Delivered to your door for under $25 with every box of Madison Reed hair color, you get access to licensed colorists so you could color with total confidence. So if looking good, feeling great, saving time and money are on your list of New Year's resolutions, it's go time. Visit madison-reed.com, take our online quiz to find your perfect shade, and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code DCRADIO. That's code DCRADIO. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Politics is at the crossroads of business, culture, art, even sports, and now a national publication is dedicated to the full picture. I'm Larry O'Connor. The newly expanded Washington Examiner magazine offers straight news, smart conservative analysis, and exclusive lawmaker interviews, plus all new lifestyle features delivered each week. Upgrade your political reading and subscribe now to their introductory offer of $50 for an entire year of magazines at WashingtonExaminer.com/WMAL. Washington Examiner. Straight news, conservative views.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update, 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. And away we go. Federal government entering day 22 of the partial government shutdown. A record breaker, becomes the longest closure in history. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is producing this morning, and obviously plenty to cover. That's right. Fourth week of the shutdown begins, and
9 of the 15 cabinet-level departments have yet to be funded. The Defense Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs, the governor's largest agencies, are the most notable exceptions. They continue to operate. They've been funded through September 30th, but this is the record breaker. The previous record for the longest shutdown was during Bill Clinton's presidency. That one lasted from December 15th of 1995 through January 6th of 1996. Well, doesn't appear much is going to happen over the weekend. The Congress has left town. They've rejected President Trump's demands to include that $5.7 billion for a border wall. So about 380,000 federal government employees are out. An additional 420 are working without pay. Vice President Pence has reassured federal workers they will all get paid once the shutdown is done, so they are not working ultimately without compensation, but obviously they're working without compensation or not receiving compensation for the moment. So what does it all mean? Well, this is where we stand. President Trump had a meeting yesterday on border security at the White House, and we'll play some of the clips from it because I think it gives you a sense of where he is. Stick with us because in a few minutes we're going to get some comments from Dan Crenshaw. He was interviewed last night, and this is the new Republican congressman from Texas, the Houston area, and you may remember he had a little back and forth with Saturday Night Live. Well, he's a very reasonable guy and looks at this thing quite pragmatically as opposed to the emotions on the extreme ends of each spectrum. And we're going to hear some of what Dan Crenshaw had to say, because I think if you put him in the room and gave him a leadership role, get this thing done pretty quickly. But first off, here's President Trump after the White House meeting on border security yesterday.
They can name it whatever they can. Name it peaches. I don't care what they name it, but we need money for that barrier.
So the question, obviously, running around Washington and the media circles is, will the president declare a national emergency? There's been a lot of dialogue. Is it legal? What would happen? Well, here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
I'd rather not do it because this is something that Congress should easily do. This is something that the Democrats should do. And I don't want to give an easy way out of something as simple as this. Not only simple, it's easy, and it's going to secure our country. You know, we have a country that is under siege. You could actually, you know, a lot of people don't like the word invasion. We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Well, they started asking him questions, and here's part of what he had to say.
So what we're not looking to do right now is national emergency. What will happen? I'll be sued. It'll be brought to the Ninth Circuit. And maybe, even though the wording is unambiguous, just like with the travel ban, it'll be appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and we'll probably lose there, too. And then hopefully we'll win in the Supreme Court.
Okay, so that's kind of where the president is standing this morning. And I do want to mention that Vice President Pence, because there are a lot of people listening that might be concerned about what's going to happen. Well, here's what Vice President Pence had to say about your compensation.
The House of Representatives passed legislation that will ensure that all the dedicated professionals at Customs and Border Protection and all of the agencies affected by this shutdown will be paid in full when the government reopens.
That's Vice President Pence. Now, it's interesting. We've heard, obviously, the president's side of things. I want to turn to the Democratic side of things, because if you've been watching any of the cable news, listening, obviously, to WMAL, you're hearing the Democratic narrative, and it's sort of a twofold narrative. It's that you can't trust anything that Trump says, and that this is a manufactured crisis. This manufactured crisis we're hearing day in and day out. And I've got some numbers that I'm going to mention here a little bit later on in the program that may put it into perspective. You may, when you hear some of these numbers, realize that, at least in my opinion, it is not a manufactured crisis. But we'll get into the numbers a little bit later. But here's the narrative, and obviously This was the other night, the rebuttal to the president's Oval Office address. We got both Nancy and Chuck here.
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis.
This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis.
All right, and you'll hear that over and over and over again from the Democratic messengers. Obviously, over the weekend, you'll be hearing that on the talk shows on Sunday. Well, again, we're going to get into some numbers a little bit later on in the program because it's, well, you know, let me do it now. I'm going to do it later, but I'm going to do it now, too, because this notion of a manufactured crisis, if you go to Customs and Border Patrol website, they've got stats going back 10 years, okay? So this is not something they made up the other day to back up Trump, okay? These are like things that have been locked in stone now and charts and graphs for years. They go back to like 2000. So if you look at last year, on the northern border, there were 46 apprehensions last year on the northern border, Canada. If you go to the southern border, the southwest border, this is unaccompanied minors, okay? 46 on the northern border. On the southern border, 41,435 unaccompanied minors were apprehended last year, okay? That's unaccompanied minors. Unaccompanied. Okay, these are kids. Unaccompanied. That's an average of 113 a day are apprehended. How many are not apprehended? You know, how many just get in and who knows where they end up? If they can't find family, where do they go? What do? That's a crisis. That's a humanitarian crisis. That's just the unaccompanied minors. Let's get into all illegal alien apprehensions. 2017, the year, 303,916 illegal alien apprehensions. That's 832 a day, averaged. That's almost 1,000 people a day. They have to be processed. Somebody probably has to write a report, unless you just send them back over the border. And what do? They try and get in the next day. I think that's a crisis. If you want to be a Democrat and just, not worried about it. I'm not worried about what happens to these people when they come into this country unaccompanied with no money and nothing but the shirt on their back. That is a humanitarian crisis, Democrats. You know, how quickly they forget. Now, there is a big question is, you know, well, the border wall, the barrier, that's not the way to go. All right, let's go with technology. Let's get the drones up so we can watch them walk into the country and then spend how much to dispatch somebody to go out and get them and either apprehend them or take them back and send them over the border. Yeah, you can tunnel under a wall, but if you're an average person coming up with a shirt on your back, you didn't happen to bring a backhoe with you or a 50-foot ladder to scale the wall. Well, you know, hey, they can go over with a ladder. Well, how many families coming up from Honduras are going to schlep a 50-foot ladder from Honduras to climb the border? Hello? Yes, your more sophisticated, criminal elements and the traffickers and the coyotes, maybe they're going to find a 50-foot ladder or dig a tunnel. But so many of these, you know, how many unaccompanied minors under the age of 18 are traveling with a 50-foot ladder or a backhoe to dig a tunnel? I mean, guys, get real. I'm not on either side of the fence or the wall politically here. I'm just saying it's a reality check. Look at the numbers. I mean, those are real numbers. And we talked to Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas, a couple of months ago. The crime that goes along with it, there are a lot of incidents of crime. We can get into those numbers, too. But the numbers are staggering. And if somebody doesn't think that's a problem, and it's not an issue, and it's not a crisis, come on, get real. 6:19, Saturday morning update, and we got plenty to cover. But first off, a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Maryland on northbound 95, just prior to Powder Mill Road, we did have accident activity. However, that has been moved to the shoulder. All travel lanes are open. Now, we also had word of an accident southbound 270 on the ramp to 370, so use caution there. And we do have some slowdowns through the work zone on DC 295 approaching Pennsylvania Avenue, and also northbound is slow approaching Pennsylvania Avenue, and we have word of an accident northbound on the ramp to the 11th Street Bridge. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for the weekend, we're looking at snow, and there are varying estimates of what we may end up with. Anywhere from 3 to 7 inches are the predictions, and we're going to check in with the Weather Channel coming up in the next half hour, and we'll get the very latest on what their radar is showing and what the expectations may be. But do look for snow today and tomorrow. High temperatures today will only be up around 35. The overnight lows are well below freezing, so there are icing conditions in some spots already where there are underground streams and things like that that trickle over the road. So watch out, because I hit one of those this morning. For Monday, we'll have cloudy skies. Sunshine back in the picture for Tuesday, high up to 40 on Tuesday. Some clouds on Wednesday. But again, snow in the forecast for the D.C. area ranging anywhere from 3 to 7 inches are the estimates. And again, we'll get down to business with the Weather Channel coming up in about 20 minutes or so. 6:21 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, everybody's talking about the shutdown. Everybody's talking about the border wall. Everybody's talking about how stubborn they want to be. Trump is dug in. Pelosi and Schumer are dug in. Everybody's dug in. Dan Crenshaw, just elected to the Congress from Houston. And you may have seen Dan Crenshaw, heard about Dan Crenshaw. He's a veteran, sustained an injury to his eye, so he wears an eye patch. And they kind of made fun of him on Saturday Night Live. And ultimately, when they realized how egregious that was, they invited him on the show and basically apologized to him. And it was a great segment. If you didn't see that, that's something on Saturday Night Live worth watching, is Pete Davidson eating a little bit of crow and Dan Crenshaw being on there. It was a good moment. But Dan Crenshaw is a bright, bright young congressman. And he was on with Shannon Bream last night. And I'm like, wow, this guy is really sharp. Here's what Dan Crenshaw says about it.
And we have about 400,000 people crossing the border. That's just apprehended every year. So that doesn't include all the people that probably cross. So the idea is to mitigate this to the best extent possible. Just because somebody can put forth a ton of resources to try and, like, maybe dig under it, or use special equipment and really special training to try and get over a large wall the way this is, just because that's possible and just because some could maybe do it, doesn't mean it's not an enormous mitigating factor for the vast majority of people. And the solution is certainly not, well, just have nothing so they can easily walk across. I mean, that's not a solution at all. And you know, and I almost have to laugh saying it, right? Because it sounds crazy. Like, of course we would have to have something there to mitigate it, just like the sheriff is saying. And I wish Democrats wouldn't just dismiss it in this kind of smug manner, and it's without any evidence, without any reasoning behind it. The idea is to dismiss this as an obviously stupid idea. Of course it's not a stupid idea. And in fact, I don't even really have a problem with the idea of medieval solutions. The point is that it's been around for a long time because these things do actually work. You know, and they're part of the solution. They're not the only solution, but part of it.
All right. He's measured, very articulate, and gets it. You know, he's not extreme on one side or the other. It's a reality check. I like this guy. And he continued.
As I'm from Houston and Harvey relief funds are a big priority of mine, you know, we couldn't possibly support money being taken away from that. So, you know, if we do get to this point where he's declaring a national emergency, we have to be very careful about that. I really want to see Congress come to a solution here. I think there is plenty of room for political negotiation. Let's keep in mind that Republicans have come down from, you know, the President Trump's giant wall to down to 200 miles of it, a very reasonable amount, come down from $25 billion to $5.7 billion. We are negotiating, but we have to have a partner in negotiations. These are not unreasonable conversations to have.
This guy is going to be a superstar in the Republican Party. I mean, he could sit down in a room, and theoretically, if you had somebody on the other side that was measured and tempered and as articulate and reasonable as Dan Crenshaw, maybe we could get this thing worked out. Good luck. 6:25, Saturday Morning Update.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Chris Plant here for the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch. You know, when it comes to dating, you have two choices, face-to-face or online. So which one actually works? The truth is, you can't spell online without L-I-E, and studies show that more than half of online daters lie on their profiles. That's why It's Just Lunch is so effective. Relationships that start face-to-face are more likely to last, and 74% of singles say the best sign of good chemistry is good conversation. It's Just Lunch is the only in-person matchmaking service whose members are relationship-ready, invested in success, and 100% guaranteed to go on dates with quality people who are pre-screened and hand-selected for you by local matchmakers. The choice is clear. If you're a single professional who's ready for real dating, visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2019 at the Dulles Expo Center, January 11th through 13th. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is good to have you with us, and we shall keep you posted, obviously, as things change throughout the weekend on WMAL, full coverage of the snowstorm and the shutdown. A couple of other things going on in the world. You heard about the GoFundMe campaign that was started by a triple amputee U.S. Air Force veteran, the GoFundMe campaign to raise $1 billion for the wall. Well, he's gotten to $20 million, okay? I mean, that's a pretty fair number, I think, if you're going to get a start on it. Well, the folks at GoFundMe are now talking about refunding all the money. Okay, they're gonna take the bottom out of this whole thing, because they say the fundraiser falls short. GoFundMe says that more than $20 million in donations are slated to be refunded after the campaign to raise $1 billion to build the wall had fallen well short of its goal. The fundraising campaign, of course, began last month, gone viral. More than 325,000 donors had pledged in the GoFundMe campaign. And Brian Kolfage was the veteran I was telling you about. The note is posted at GoFundMe. Kolfage said the federal government would not be able to accept the donations anytime soon. Said in an interview that donating to the government would require approval from the Congress. He knew a Democrat-controlled House would not give its approval. So he's formed another organization. It's a Florida-based nonprofit called We Build the Wall. We'll use donations to finance a private effort to build parts of the wall where private landowners allow construction. So if you donated to it on GoFundMe and you get your money back, he's going to keep trying. We Build the Wall. It's Brian Kolfage. Guy raised $20 million and they're going to send it back. Well, action-packed show this morning coming up. We're going to talk with Jennifer Harper and obviously some of the media angles on the shutdown. We'll chat with Jennifer about that. We've got John Gizzi. We'll get all of the political ramifications of the shutdown and what's next in the process. That's coming up with John Gizzi this morning. We're going to be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. She's done a number of stories from the border, and we'll get her assessment of, you know, is there a problem down there or not? And, you know, her thoughts on it, because she has been down there. She has interviewed numbers of people, from local citizens and business people to law enforcement officials, and Cheryl has a real, real good understanding of what is happening there. So we'll chat with Cheryl Atkinson later on. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us this morning. And he's written a really cool op-ed. He's busy writing op-eds these days. This one, Trump sees adversaries, competitors for what they are. Interesting op-ed. We'll talk about that with Tony. Obviously, we're going to get his read on the shutdown and what that means on national security. And reports that the first troops are leaving Syria. We're going to run that up the flagpole with Tony Schaefer this morning, too. So we've got you covered, and Plenty to talk about on the Saturday morning update. We're coming up on 6:30 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Helen Flynn, Realtor and Seniors Real Estate Specialist with Long & Foster. You've heard me on Pointing Your Home with Eric Stewart on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Do you or a loved one have questions about where you'll go when you can no longer maintain a large home or want to learn about the real estate process? Join me in McLean or Rockville at our Senior Solutions Roundtables, where we will discuss those questions and much more. Just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now to register.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
It's 6:30, and we do like to look at some of the other things going on around the country and the world. We want to turn to that story that everybody had been watching out of Wisconsin, that of the disappearance of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Well, she escaped from her captor. The suspect is Jake Thomas Patterson. He's being held on kidnapping and homicide charges after his arrest on Thursday. And it was just minutes after she escaped her captor in a remote small town area in northwest Wisconsin. Patterson is accused of killing Jamie's parents. He's 21 years old. The parents, James and Denise Kloss, were killed in an attack at the family home in October near Barron. The young Jamie Kloss disappeared that night, and according to the Barron County Sheriff, Chris Fitzgerald, he says that Patterson extensively plotted the attack to the point where he shaved his head to avoid leaving forensic evidence behind. Fitzgerald says authorities don't know of any social media connection between Patterson and the girl. Charges expected to come Monday. Court records do not list an attorney for him. The Associated Press unable to reach family members to speak on his behalf. As we mentioned, the federal government has entered day 22 of the partial government shutdown. It is the longest closure of the government in U.S. history. 9 of 15 cabinet-level departments have not been funded. Vice President Pence has assured workers that they will all receive their pay once the shutdown is come to a conclusion, whether they are working at this time or working without pay. Paris police say several people have been injured in an explosion and fire at a bakery, believed to be caused by a gas leak, not a terror attack. Turning to the Democratic presidential race, Tulsi Gabbard has thrown her hat in the ring as of last night, another Democratic contender announcing the candidacy. Former Vice President Joe Biden seems to be out ahead of the pack when it comes to poll numbers. They get plenty of attention, but plenty of governors and mayors are also eyeing the 2020 race. You may have seen Washington State Governor Jay Inslee out on the media circuit this week. He is among the most active of several governors. You saw that Elizabeth Warren has been in Iowa already, and Elizabeth Warren, with her social media campaign, including drinking a beer in the kitchen, Instagram. Other potential candidates beyond D.C. include the Montana governor, Steve Bullock, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, and the former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper. 6:33, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Snow in the forecast for the Washington area, and coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll get the very latest from the Weather Channel. And as you know, we sit in an area that is sort of right on that border between freezing and not freezing, so it's often very difficult to predict the accumulations, but we'll check in with the Weather Channel very shortly on that. First off, we're going to hit traffic with Michelle Murray.
couple of accidents to watch out for in Maryland now. On the outer loop of the Beltway between Route 50 and 450, we have an accident along the left side of the roadway. Use caution there. Also, we have another accident northbound on 95 before Powder Mill Road. That just moved to the shoulder, not causing too much of a problem there, but use caution nonetheless. On the southbound lanes of DC 295, we've got slow traffic approaching Pennsylvania Avenue with the traffic lane shifting to the left and a rough road surface there. Other than that, no other problems to report traveling in the district so far. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter storm warning goes into effect at 4 o'clock this afternoon, remains in effect until 1 o'clock on Sunday for this area. It is billed as significant snow expected, total snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches. That is the latest forecast. That is for D.C., Central Maryland, and Northern Virginia, expected to start approximately 4 o'clock this afternoon. Along with that advisory, travel could be very difficult due to snow-covered and slippery roads. So that is the latest from the National Weather Service. We will get some sunshine back in the picture, but it's not until Tuesday. And so for now, we are looking for snow in the forecast for this afternoon into tomorrow. Snow showers later in the day on Sunday, cloudy conditions on Monday. The highs today, 35. Tomorrow's highs, 33. Monday highs, 35. Sunshine back in there on Tuesday with a high of 40. Outside in Washington now at 635, the temperature is standing at 27 degrees.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to your home's roof, we're all afraid of the same thing. It's the terrible, the horrible, big old brown spot. Dun, dun, dun. Most people don't know when the right time to replace their roof is, but they know it's too late when they look up and see a big old brown spot on the ceiling. Don't wait for the brown spot. Eliminate it with New Look Home Design's Half Later, Half Never roofing sale. Save 50% off the price of all roofing materials. And the half you do pay for, you can pay me later with 0% interest and no payments for 12 months. January's a great time to save money and get a new roof. Our winter installation process ensures every shingle is sealed and tight. And every New Look roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. 5300, newlookhomedesign.com. Don't wait, eliminate.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. Even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FEAR to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FEAR to 797979. Text FEAR to 797979.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL. This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL as we enter the record-breaking Saturday of the partial government shutdown as it enters its fourth week. We're joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Everybody's posturing, and there's hypocrisy, and in particular, the Democratic stance. Now, of course, in the past, we've seen clips on many media outlets, not all of them, of people like President Obama and Chuck Schumer being very adamant about border security and border barriers. The hypocrisy here is quite interesting.
Yes, it is. And, you know, you have to wonder at this point. That I think the Democratic Party is sort of a work in progress right now. And certainly, if you have a long memory, you will remember that a lot of prominent Democrats, and certainly conservative media has remembered this, were very supportive of funding a barrier wall back in the day. Lots and lots of evidence of that, recorded evidence and others, otherwise. But interesting finding this week, and this is coming from two analysts from two different places. That would be Gateway pundit Jim Hoft. A lot of people like to read him, and also Breitbart analyst Neil Monroe. And they point out something very interesting. This is what they say, that the Democrats funded a 287-mile wall in Jordan last year, and they will not fund a border wall in the United States. This is the Gateway pundit is pointing this out. And he points out that Nancy Pelosi called the wall immoral and so forth and so on. But here you are. There was a 2018 omnibus spending bill which provided some funds for fencing on the Texas border, about 33 miles worth. But it also provided $500 million to help Jordan build a wall and a defense line against jihad terrorists trying to cross its 287-mile border with Iraq and Syria. This is coming from, Gateway pundit Jim Hoft and Breitbart.com analyst Neil Monroe. So you find out that the Democrats paid for a wall. It was just in Jordan. And meanwhile... Yeah, there you go. Well, meanwhile, this has been the week for Democratic political stunts. I don't know if everyone is aware of this, but there were two very interesting stunts that happened this week. Let's look at the first one. That was Democratic Representative Jackie Speier and Jared Huffman, both of California, and they did a nice thing. They went into Golden Gate Park and helped volunteers pick up trash that was left there because of the government shutdown. Well, what did they do with the trash? Well, they brought it all the way to Washington this week. Think about that. They brought their garbage to Washington, and nobody ever wondered about their carbon footprint or flying across country with garbage or anything like that. The media instead chronicled this process very, very carefully, and then they presented their garbage at the White House door. Again, these are two Democratic lawmakers. That's what they did. They called it Trump trash, lots and lots of photos, et cetera, et cetera. I love the reaction of Joseph Curl. He is a columnist for a very good one at the Daily Wire. This is what he has to say. Real mature. When things get serious, you can always count on Democrats to put the best interest of the country ahead of everything. Just kidding. Instead, when the chips are down, you can expect Democrats to pull stunts, pointless, crude, and childish. Again, that's coming from Joseph Curl. And also, the current Democratic favorite, that would be Representative Beto O'Rourke. He gave an interview while he was having his teeth cleaned this week, talking about immigration. And you gotta wonder, this was live streamed online as he got his teeth cleaned, talking about the illegal immigration, border security, et cetera, et cetera. And you have to wonder what the heck is going on here. And, Rick, you know, the old decorum that was, if there was some, it's all gone among elected officials these days. You know, they're looking for these kind of strategic feats that they do in public, meant to spark a bunch of buzz, reach a lot of people on social media. And Daily Beast reporter Kelly Weil just kind of summed this up really beautifully. And she said, as more candidates declare and voters further entrench themselves in social media, we're doomed to see more digital stunts. But just like a patient at the dentist, maybe it's time for oversharers to close their mouths a little. So that's your update on the Democrats this week.
I have to wonder about the patients who were waiting. I mean, typically when you go to the dentist, they're in your mouth, right? I mean, you're not supposed to be running your mouth. They're supposed to be cleaning your teeth. So weird place to do that. I hope you did it after the cleaning instead of before. Well, speaking of potential presidential candidates, Elizabeth Warren, of course, has announced. Kamala Harris was on with Stephen Colbert on Thursday night, and as Colbert pointed out, often people who are about to run for office write books and sort of introduce themselves to you through their books, and she was kind of giddy about the whole thing and certainly didn't deny it.
Well, yes, we've seen some more political branding this week, and certainly that's a phrase to remember in this day and age when our elected officials are turning into political brands. But all of that aside, indeed, just like you say, Senator Kamala Harris of California has a new book out this week. It was well received. It's called The Truths We Hold, and it's a typical, you know, I'm going to announce my campaign kind of book. And so a lot of people are watching her very carefully. In fact, they're watching her in the sense that, is she going to be a big threat to Senator Elizabeth Warren? As you mentioned, she did declare her intent to run for the White House a couple of weeks ago. And people are already weighing them against each other, and this is sort of like the Clash of the Titans, maybe. Who knows? But this opinion is coming from David Cantonese. He is a senior political writer for U.S. News and World Report, and he says that Kamala Harris is laughing all the way to her 2020 presidential announcement. And she's currently actually on a big media tour. She's on a national book tour, and as you mentioned, she's done a lot of broadcasts this week. So here is what he has to say: a week after Elizabeth Warren faced a critique that uncorked a touchy debate about likability and whether that wholly subjective evaluation could be made towards female candidates, Harris is proving herself to be a comfortable conversationalist, bubbly and engaging and prone to openly cracking at her own wisecracks. In other words, she's likable, even those to well outside of her political ideology. So he's making a good point there. This is a real truth right now that a candidate with all of the policy statements and so forth has to be likable. And he also predicts that Ms. Harris is going to unfurl a more serious but lesser known record as a former Attorney General of California that could cut into Warren's ownership of combating corporate malfeasance. This is like watching a sports match, and certainly we'll have to see if it is a clash of the titans between Kamala and Liz.
It will be interesting to see if they devour each other early on and just clears a path for Joe Biden to just cruise right in there.
Yeah, he tops the polls indeed.
Speaking of presidential candidates, we could speak of a failed one, Mitt Romney, who is now in Washington. And his comments, of course, and I guess that prompted a poll. And what were the results of the poll about Mitt Romney and Donald Trump?
Yes, well, this is sort of interesting. You know, we're still talking about this political branding business, but there is a new Rasmussen Reports poll that gives some insights about Republican voters themselves. And here you go. I'm just going to read you what the poll analysis has to say. Mitt Romney may have pleased Democrats in the media with his recent op-ed criticizing President Trump, but Republican voters, by a better than 2-to-1 margin, line up with the president. This is a poll of 1,000 likely voters. It reveals that 63% of likely Republican voters think that the Republican Party itself should be more like Trump than like Romney. And only 29% say the GOP should be more like Romney. So what you're seeing there is another clash of the titans, the Trump Republican Party versus the old establishment Republican Party.
Even Mitt Romney's niece, Ronna McDaniel, said the same thing. So the pundits and the late-night talk shows had a ball after the president's address to the nation from the Oval Office. But what I found interesting is how many of them harpooned Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. One of them took a picture of them and put them in different places, right? I mean, they're stone-faced, looking like deer in the headlights. And one of them is on a roller coaster, and you've got all these people like with their hands up screaming, and then you've got these two stone faces sitting up front. They took the gas a little bit too, as well as President Trump, after the address from the Oval Office and the Democratic response.
Yes, they did, and certainly that was a moment to behold when they were the official Democratic rebuttal. It was an interesting moment and also interesting lighting, but all of that aside, in the end, it was President Trump that got the most criticism from the press. And, of course, we have some numbers from our friends over at the Media Research Center who just are so meticulous. Anyway, when the morning dawned after the big speech, the broadcasters absolutely hammered President Trump. And these are some numbers based on the NBC, ABC, and CBS morning news shows. And they offered, according to Kyle Drennan, he is a senior analyst over there at Newsbusters, he says, analysts on NBC, ABC, and CBS offered a staggering 43 statements that were critical of the presidential speech. This is almost within a matter of minutes. And by contrast, only a scant 5 critiques were made of the Democratic response. And, you know, they literally counted all the anti-Trump comments to find that CBS had the worst record with 18 statements that were ripping Trump, with only 2 statements, he says, that challenged the Democrats. But he also cited some of the stuff you were talking about. He found out that CBS This Morning co-host Gayle King, she said that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, this is a direct quote, they both look sort of startled, like deer in the headlights. So there you are.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you.
It's always my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
Our pleasure. 6:52, Saturday morning update. And we are joined by Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel. And we want to jump to Jeff first off, and then we'll get to the traffic, because there is a winter storm warning in effect. And, Jeff, you're sitting there with the radar screens and the computer models. What do you see in terms of the possible accumulation for the D.C. area?
It's going to be significant, and that's the word straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, from the National Weather Service. The bulletin that came out earlier this morning said total snow accumulation 3 to 6 inches. In reading some of the, not really an updated bulletin, but it's one of the latest zone forecast packages here from the Weather Service. It looks like tonight's going to be the big when it really starts to come down on into Sunday, and we're looking at the low end 2 to 4, maybe 6 inches. The high end, when it's all said and done, may inch up towards the double-digit mark. I think that would be very overachieving if that happens, but I think right in the pocket of 4 inches, maybe 5, that may be what we're going to be looking at.
All right. I just want to ask you in a friendly way. I know people in the Washington area get frustrated because whenever there's a prediction of a heavy snow, typically it's not a heavy snow. And then when there's a prediction of a light snow, it becomes a heavy snow. And I don't mean your forecast. I mean just across the board. It's a tricky area. And why is it that, you know, you're saying, and the National Weather Service is saying 3 to 6, but it could reach a higher number? What are the factors to this region, to the Washington area, that make it so difficult to really have an accurate prediction? And this has happened for decades. This is not, you know, it's not a one-off.
Yeah, it's I think, and I'm by no means any kind of winter expert, but you've got factors of temperature, moisture, also just to the west, you do have obviously the mountains into the western part of Virginia and also into West Virginia, and at times some of the steam can kind of be taken out of some of the storms when they really impact to the west. And then they kind of lose any kind of really the headway that they have when they make their way over to the coast. But factors of wind coming off the Atlantic and out of the bays and that sort of thing, it's just a lot to consider. And it is, like you said, it's a very tough forecast area to really try to pin down.
And then you've got the temperature ranging today. It's a high expected of about 35. So that means you're right on sort of the border with freezing temperatures, which I guess also can affect the accumulation.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And especially when you're talking about snowfall or accumulation on roads, if the roads haven't really gotten to a freezing point, if they've stayed a little bit warmer, and even the wind can play a factor into that too, where hopefully you get a situation where most of the accumulation is actually just on grass or anything that would be nicer to look at than try to drive and try to manage that way.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate the explanation because I had not heard the idea of the storms losing the punch coming over the mountains, which, you know, that's obviously a factor. And as you mentioned, the winds off the bay and the Atlantic can be a factor. So, that's a really good information. It's good to know the background on why it is so difficult to predict, in this region.
Yep, there's just a lot of things to consider. My hat's off to those local forecasters that really have to try and put this stuff together.
Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you later on in the weekend. Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent information. 6:55 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Earlier accident on the outer loop of Beltway between Route 50 and 450 has been cleared. All lanes are now open, and the earlier accident on 95 northbound at Powder Mill Road, 212, completely cleared away. There is some accident activity in Montgomery County at Great Seneca Highway and Kentland Boulevard. Watch for lane closures there. And we do have some slow traffic on DC 295 southbound approaching Pennsylvania Avenue due to the lane shifting over to the left and the rough road surface. We've also got some slow traffic on the northbound side in that same area.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and thanks to EMP 180, I lost 40 pounds and I'm feeling great. EMP 180 will empower you to a healthier, happier new year and new you. Listen, with EMP 180, you're going to keep the weight off, lose weight, gain muscle, live a longer, healthier life, no matter how many times you've tried to lose weight and failed. Here's some great news. EMP 180 is unique. EMP 180 is the standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the Washington, D.C. area because it works. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change that makes everything better. EMP 180 offers incredibly personalized service, utilizing an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. Want to look and feel the way you used to? Want to fit into those old great jeans? Want people to see you and not the weight? Trust me, EMP 180 is your answer. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn, call 855-888-0180 or visit emp180.com or Google EMP 180.
There are at least three ways to lower your Novec electric bill. You could live off the grid. You could set your thermostat no higher than 68 degrees in winter. Or you could follow the ways to save tips on Novec.com. You'll discover how installing and using a programmable thermostat can save you about $330 a year. Novec helps you save energy, which saves you money. Novec, helping you save.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10 speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hello, beautiful. Happy New Year, happy new hair color. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed.
a hair color company I named after my daughter. Women love Madison Reed. You get gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair. You'll look as if you just came from the salon. What makes our color unique is that each shade is composed of multiple tones, just like a colorist would mix a color formula in the salon. Delivered to your door for under $25 with every box of Madison Reed hair color, you get access to licensed colorists so you could color with total confidence. So if looking good, feeling great, saving time and money are on your list of New Year's resolutions, it's go time. Visit madison-reed.com, take our online quiz to find your perfect shade, and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code DCRADIO. That's code DCRADIO. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Avish?
It is normal and healthy for the stock market to go up and down.
There's value in being prepared. I think as we continue to get older, we see those things as being beneficial.
If you look at cycles, usually every 4 or 5 years, the market goes up and then it corrects or potentially crashes sometimes, like back in 2008 and 2000, 2002. We just need to be prepared for when it goes down.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day, 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.